neither here nor there. What does she say? Here's a good example. Variations to like the ends, on the ends of I was trying to do it. Yeah, I was hearing you doing some stuff. But I mean, something to look at in this book are the variations. Like when what's written is da 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 da, you know, ya da 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 da. Okay, and it's all kind of like, you know, you've got the modes, whatever mode you're in.
Yeah.
And yeah, dun, 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 dun. I mean, it's hard to say.
Can you just maybe play some of the strings of eighth notes that we have in the yeah. share? Just like a short chunk, and then I'll try to imitate you just to learn like that way.
Sure. I was just looking when I was saying that. I was
like that section.
Yeah. Okay. Like. Let me find a good, really.
Like.
Let me do this.
Okay.
In order for you to do the vibrato the way you're used to doing it. And
does it need to be smaller or fatter or?
It just needs to be in a different spot. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you go into your vibrato, that's when you kind of lose the feel, and you, because your vibrato,
so a different spot,
so
in terms of
in the beat, like,
so not necessarily, so like the way I was trained, like classically, is like you start the vibrato before you even start the bow, and you just keep it going. And
okay. You
can broaden the vibrato or change it throughout the note to give it a different feeling. So, like, on a longer note, I might broaden the vibrato in the middle, but...
Let's do this.
Like,
let's
I can change it.
Let's not use any vibrato.
Okay.
Just to do the total and opposite extreme.
Without vibrato.
I'm not saying you shouldn't use vibrato. You should use vibrato.
Should I use like a... Because my vibrato in general tends to be pretty wide.
Okay.
Like, so, like, this is the most extreme, right? Example of wide, really wide vibrato.
Okay.
I would never play like that because
yeah.
I would be out of tune. But it's a wide vibrato. But I could also do like a thinner...
I guess it depends, like, on the spot. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, here, I don't think you need
so
any vibrato at all.
Okay, that's, so I can only, I would just use the vibrato on the longer notes to give it more of a, as more of an ornament as opposed to a constant thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, that's just now. I think you need to do a lot of listening to string players.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... I mean, my vibrato is unique. Vibrato is a unique thing.
Right.
You know, it's like your own fingerprint on something. And it's a very unique thing. So, it's part of you developing this folk music voice of your own.
Yeah.